We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's the conclusion I'm drawing from yesterday's Super Bowl. People want scoring more than they want competitiveness. It's as simple as that. I'm not saying it was the greatest Super Bowl of all time, but it certainly wasn't even close to the worst. Not even close. That game was tied with 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left.
Wow.
What more do you want out of an important game than for it to be competitive and come down to the wire? And then, to me, the other thing that made it intriguing and interesting is we haven't seen a game like that in forever for a Super Bowl. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl of all time. Guru, I went through every week in the NFL. It was the third lowest scoring game of the entire season. Like, that in and of itself makes the game an anomaly. So you have a game that was completely different, and it was competitive. So, no, was it the most exciting? No, but I liked it. I enjoyed watching the game. I did.
You liked it. I loved it. I've since watched it twice, and it's a championship game. This is when reputations are made. And when it's a close game, guess what? Somebody's going to make that one bonehead error, and then they got to live with it all off season. We've seen it. Jackie Smith, we've seen it. Jared Goff had his moment yesterday, Steiny. You give me a game where the fourth quarter, the game's tied, and one play can make or break, I'm all in. Was it the prettiest? No. But we sold out as a society. We want 90 to 91. We want Mahomes to touch the ball in OT because nobody, the Americans want the path of least resistance. This was great.
Are you calling out America?
I'm calling out America. We all want it. Dude, it doesn't happen like that. It takes away from games. This was great, and they got the MVP right. I was at my home. I was pleasured.
You were in the lab.
No, I wasn't in the lab.
Oh, you weren't
time.
In the lab?
No, my team wasn't playing, so I came out to lab. No lab when my heart's not involved.
So you have a – okay. Well, I didn't know that. So you have a lab.
You didn't give me an invite. I would have came wherever you were at. I was ready.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
I was in my house. Yep. Just invited some friends over. You said you had something going though, right?
Yeah, then my brother-in-law came over.
Yeah, see, that's why I thought you might come. Yeah. But
my wife, she kind of sneaky put something together. Oh, what are we going to do? And in the last minute, I'm hearing the doorbell. I'm like, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, you have a TV upstairs or whatever
in the living room.
Family room, yep. Living room. Yep. And then you have a place you go where there's another TV.
Oh, no doubt.
You watch it by yourself.
Lab. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a picture of the lab, send it to you.
Okay, because I thought you only had one venue. The house was the lab.
Oh, no, no.
Okay,
oh,
so you actually have two watches.
Oh, yeah, spots. I got a chambers where I go.
Gotcha.
But anyway, it was great.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to do some rapid fire. We're going to do some rapid fire at 10:15. So you can start lining up right now. 888-957-9570. I'm already getting. Here's the – oh, man, that was the – how about this one? 408, worst, boringest Super Bowl ever. All right, we got to work on your grammar and English there.
Steelers, but Seahawks, Big Ben's rookie year.
You guys are so wrong. That game was boring, snooze fest. Brady looked average. 408, very simply, that game sucked. Refs were terrible as usual. Calls favored the pack. I mean,
stop it.
You know, here's the thing. I'll tell you right now. I thought.
Give it to me.
I think of myself a lot. You know, I'm kind of kidding. No, but
Stein,
you know, I'm looking at that game, and I'm like, yeah, it's a pretty good game, competitive. And I look on Twitter, it's like, everybody is saying this game stinks.
They're not
it's
fans.
Lousy.
They're but not like, fans.
Like,
social media's ruined it, Steiny.
How negative can you be thinking that that game stunk?
One play could change it. And you got Romo and Nance and the crowd. Give me all the little stuff, the stuff that matters to me. Everybody's giving you their all. I was on the edge of my seat in that interception. I thought it was going to be a touchdown. I said, we might have OT. I know nobody threw for 500. Like, last year's Super Bowl, that was sickening to me. It was exciting, but good Lord. I liked what I saw yesterday. And did you see the picture I sent you and Curly?
No.
Jordan, who has 6 rings, on the couch, smoking a cigar.
Okay.
And now has company, and his company is Brady with his 6 rings. They're wearing them all at once with a cigar. Now, that's rare company. Six rings.
Yeah. Was that that?
That picture I sent. Like a cartoon.
When I saw it, I just saw it was some kind of emoji. You know? I was like, I'm out. Is that what it was?
Right, but
Brady
no,
and Jordan?
Yeah,
okay.
6 rings.
All right.
Brady looked old yesterday. That was the old Brady. Rams had something to do with that.
Here's my point on why that game is not even close to the worst.
All right.
I would much rather have watched that game yesterday, 13-3, tied 3-3 with 10 minutes left in the game.
Okay.
Then Seattle 43, Denver 8, 2014.
Hello?
Ravens 34, Giants 7, 2001.
Did
49ers 55, Broncos 10, 49ers 49, Chargers 26. It's like, how the heck can you like a blowout more than a game like that?
It's not are you listening to me? It's like we're True Detective. It's not the blowout or the result of the game. It's social media so people can be negative. Just like the national anthem. That was beautiful.
I didn't see it.
Where were you?
Making guac.
Oh, okay. You were getting ready. I know.
Steinmetz, low-key a jerk, not inviting Guru. I didn't have anybody over.
But listen,
I have nothing going on.
Listen,
I'm getting around.
I wouldn't have came you invited me. That's what I want to tell the person.
All right, here's what happened. Yeah. I'll be honest
But
with
I wouldn't
you.
Have came.
Well, I had nothing going on. Nothing.
Yeah,
and then
but I wouldn't
sudden,
have been able to come.
I get a text or two. What are you doing for the... I'm just like, I have nothing. I realized that 1 o'clock, I was going to have the house to myself.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, at that point, I was like, all right, a buddy or two, you want to come over? One guy didn't. One guy popped. I was actually going to invite you.
But I wouldn't
have
been able to make it.
Well, and also, like, I don't have a lot of room. I mean, there's two or three guys.
You got a castle. Hey, real quick.
No, but.
Did your day consist of Dibley? Because if it did,
Dibley came
then
over for 1 hour.
That's what I
He came over before the game.
No, I
he
got
didn't
you.
Even.
I got you.
He didn't stay. He went somewhere else for the game.
Yeah.
There was nothing. I didn't have anything going.
All
it was
good.
Sad.
All good.
It was sad. I had nothing going. I didn't get
invited.
Dude,
you're not
anywhere.
In college. What do you mean it's sad?
Well,
you want a strippers? Come on. That's over.
Nah, I like the Super Bowl.
You
want
the Atlanta
setting.
Vibe. Music going.
Just social setting. That's all.
Incense burning.
Setting.
I get it.
No incense.
I love incense. That's the best thing.
Well, 888-957-9570. We're going to do some rapid fire. Talk to me. Why did you not like it if you didn't like it? You really would have rather seen a blowout? Would you have rather seen 40-7?
Man.
Really? And you know what? Here's the other thing. I started to think, well, what were some great games that were low scoring? Just great.
In all sports.
Yeah. So you know what? And this is, you know what this game reminded me of a little bit? Game 7, Warriors-Cavaliers.
Oh, you got to explain that.
Well, what was the score? 93-89.
Huh?
It was a defensive, both teams shot poorly. Neither team could score in the last 5 minutes. Kyrie makes one shot, and the game is over. I mean, that was a low-scoring game in the biggest game. And it couldn't have been any closer down the stretch. And then I also, the other game that came to me was Princeton-UCLA. in 1996, 43-41.
Bob Princeton Myers won was the on game. That team.
He was.
UCLA
yeah.
team.
Yeah, he was.
Young Bob.
So just because a game's low scoring, I'm not going to write it off. I'm not going to write it off.
So you don't give any credence to what I'm saying about people just use social media to complain. That's why the game was bad. They just want to send out a negative tweet.
650, Jerry Rice said the Super Bowl was horrible. I know, I was listening.
Oh, he went in.
Yeah, I was listening.
I love Jerry. I didn't agree with that assessment.
I mean, I could see he's one of the greatest players of all time. He can look at that game and say, you know what, standards weren't great in that game.
He said Gladys Knight could have been the MVP.
I know, I heard him there.
That was love.
I did hear him, though. Here's the other thing I'm going to ask. How do you tell the difference between a great defensive battle and a great competitive challenging game with both teams played terribly? Well, sometimes you play terribly because the defense is so good. So what's the difference between a competitive low-scoring game and something like that? I'll take that game. I'll take it. I'll also take Anna Kakadakis telling us what is going on the game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. Rapid fire about to start. 888-957-9570. If you want to talk about the game yesterday, I thought it was a good ball game. All I'm looking for is competitiveness. And it's a tie ball game with 10 minutes to go. And at that point, who cares if it's 3-3 or it's 33-33? So I had no problem with the game yesterday. I'm not going to come in here and try to stir everybody up and say it was the greatest Super Bowl of all time. But I would absolutely much rather watch a game like that than a blowout. And it's not even close. A couple other things before we get to rapid fire. Maybe I'll stir some stuff up if people want to talk about this one. I like the Hyundai commercial with the elevator. You remember that one?
No, I didn't like it.
You know what I'm talking about. Where they're going down, and it was a
good like 2 Chainz had the best commercial.
Which one was that?
Where he was doing his finances, and it was an app. I forget the name of the. He did it so well, I remember. But he came out rapping, and he says, and the guy stopped the video, and he goes, "Sir, we need to expense all this." And then 2 Chainz said, "I do that on the app," and he, you know,
I must have gotten. Yeah. I was probably making the guac at that point. I like the Bud Light corn syrup commercial. I thought that was pretty good. It's given me a new look on a new outlook toward Bud Light.
Okay.
Apparently they don't use corn syrup.
Now there was only one commercial yesterday. You about to get to it.
The NFL one.
Oh.
That was good. It was really good.
Who directed that?
I don't know.
Who thought of that? I'm gonna have Stoney do this. Dude, it was great.
What did Montana say? Not today, Cowboy,
wow,
or something like that?
Irvin.
That was funny. That was a good one.
Marshawn started it.
Well, I have that written down too.
That dude's the man. He's just being real. He is Oakland. Give me that. He is Oakland.
They got
Mr.
about
Oakland.
30 guys out before the game. The nominees for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Everybody's out there in a jacket and a tie, or a jacket and a nice collared shirt or turtleneck, and everybody's looking good.
Everybody's styling.
Marshawn Lynch has a sweatshirt.
And backpack.
With the hood over him and a backpack. Damn.
Wow. That's the man. Beast mode. Ugh.
Listen, I don't. Oh, man.
You been to a store?
No.
We should go in there.
Oh, no can do, Cowboy, he said. So, I'm not going to.
You can't.
Listen, I like to dress down as much as the next guy. I love wearing shorts when everybody else has a pair, but come on, don't you have to put a tie on there?
But you got
to
be somebody.
What do you mean?
You got to be somebody to be able to do that.
To do what he did?
Yeah. Like I used to see Sprewell come to the club after the games, and they would be in like sweats, and the dress. There was a dress code so the women would know you're somebody because you ain't dressed up. You don't got to conform. So you got to be somebody to be able to do that.
It's a little different. You're at a club as opposed to you're getting honored for one of the most prestigious awards in the NFL. You know what I mean? That's why I'm not going to come in here.
He's a celebrity.
And hate on Marshawn Lynch.
Because you can't.
Yes, you can if you want to.
This is a tire.
No, if
he beats to his own drum.
Yes, he does. But sometimes that drum, that beat, I'm not feeling.
Right.
Sometimes,
right,
that's all.
But you like this role
once in a while, you know, maybe my partner, my kids will be doing something and they'll say, "Dad, can you put a nice pair of pants on, please?"
Yeah.
And I'll say, "You know what? Yeah, I will." And a collared shirt. Sometimes you just have to do it. That's all. Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can do a little rapid fire. Good game, bad game, average game, interesting game. You like it, you hate it. You like the commercials, talk to us. All right, you ready to get started?
It's time for Rapid Fire with Steiny and Guru. Your chance to sound off on the weekend's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid Fire starts now.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get to it. Let's go to line one. Start at the top. What's going on, line one? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. You know, the Super Bowl, it was very competitive. It was very, you know, like a chess match. You got two minds, two great football minds like Bill Belichick and McVay that, you know, sometimes you're just going to get competitive game, man. You know what gets me about the Super Bowl? There's people that don't watch football all season, but they want to complain about the Super Bowl. Like, come on, man, that game was competitive. It wasn't as scoring as we all thought, but, hey, it was a very competitive game. I enjoyed it. I like the commercials. We need more SpongeBob, though, man. What was up with the SpongeBob cutoff, guys? Come on.
Good question. Line two, you're on rapid fire. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Hey.
I love the Super Bowl. I'm a disgruntled Steeler fan, and there's nothing more that I wanted to see, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick take a L on it. But
right.
So everybody's expecting the over. Take the over. But, you know, it's just so funny how the NFL works. The way that we won it in this crazy fantasy league world, what we got was an old-fashioned slobber knocker. And to make it even worse, I have to give props to the NFL guru, which is Belichick, because I mean he made you play like what he said. They make you play left-handed. It was like watching a Mayweather fight. It was like mm-hmm. Technical, but it wasn't also pretty. But they got the victory.
Yeah,
they got the six Lombardis, and that's all that matters.
Got you, line two.
One more thing I
got
to say.
I got you. Wrap it up.
Oh,
it's rapid fire.
I know. He was flowing.
As
we used to say in the lab, he was flowing.
Yeah, he was. I'm sorry about that line, too.
Hey, real quick, Belichick was the star.
Well, also real quick, to me, it reminded me of watching a golf tournament where nobody can make a par. Everybody, bogey,
sit
bogey,
out there. I can't bogey. Feel that.
Line three, you're on rapid fire. What's going on, man?
Yo, you guys, you know, man, what a performance. I mean, it was kind of ugly, Tom Brady's performance, but he was clutch in clutch time. Like he always does, you know, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm a 49er fan saying this. And, you know, as far as that comparison to the NBA Finals, the Cavaliers or whatever, you know, okay, well, Brandon Cooks dropped that touchdown pass. You know, I guess he's Harrison Barnes, pretty much, since you want to make the comparison. I guess that's pretty good analogy because Harrison Barnes can make an open shot. Brandon Cooks had the game winning or at least going touchdown right there in his hand.
I thought you were going to compare it to Curry's behind the back pass.
Oh, Steiny.
Line four. Oh, Antonio, I got you before you got out. What's going on, line four? How you doing, man?
Love the game. It was good. It's like a low pitching match in the playoffs. Low score pitching, like in baseball. Love it. And it's eventually going to break. Cooks again was wide open, missed the pass, dropped the pass. So the chances were there. And then that's pretty much it. I'm out.
Line five, rapid fire. What's going on, man?
Yeah, that Cooks play was more like Kaepernick to Crabtree, but I'd say I like the low scoring game, but it really wasn't a lot of plays made. There wasn't a lot of turnovers. There wasn't a lot of fumble recovery.
True.
It was a lot of drop passes. It was just mediocre. It was boring, like those commercials. And you can tell the NFL is getting less money for the commercials. You can totally see it. It was very mediocre at best.
All right, then the uptick. Which
wow,
we don't.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, he's in the penalty box.
I don't mind. No,
I thought you didn't like it. You banned it on this show.
That depends on my.
And
mood.
I'm not good at it.
Line one. Rapid fire. Wrap it up, man.
Hey, man. I love the Super Bowl. It was actually pretty entertaining at the end of the day. I got to love Tony Romo. He just, oh, my God, the way he called it, he predicted so many plays. He just wanted Tony Romo wrapped it up for me. Thank you, guys.
All right. There it is. Rapid fire.
Romo was, you see the meme about Romo?
No.
It said Tony Romo finally made it to the Super Bowl because he was the internet. Who says I got a meme for Steinmetz? I'm going to go do it. And then just send it out there. That's what I want to watch a documentary on that. Like, what software is that?
Software is what?
Where you go make, like, if I got a meme that you messed up and I want to go make it, who goes in the lab and makes it and then sends it? Who creates it? Oh, there's a meme generator.
I guess. Is there?
Wow.
I'm watching that Cooks play again right now.
The actual play?
Yeah.
All right, Goff missed him.
That is the one thing that... Yeah, that was tough.
Come on.
He should have thrown it earlier.
Belichick, you would have thought he had the Ram defense. That plan was great.
How good is Belichick?
Dude, he's everything.
I mean, absolutely incredible. That would have been it.
If I had to pick between him and Brady, I was kind of undecided. It's Bill. B double. Stoney, that defense looked like the Doomsday defense.
You know what? How about this? Shouldn't they have had a defensive player as the MVP, not Edelman?
No, I don't
know. Stephon Gilmore?
I mean, he had a good...
One forced fumble, an interception,
hey,
three pass breakups, five tackles,
and
just locked up Brandon Cooks, right?
But that was a good... We could have caught that interception. What about who dropped the interception for New England? The first play of the second half. The first pass of the second half for New England. Right in his hands. You would have thought I bet on the game.
Yeah, 5-1-0 agrees. MVP should have been a defensive player. Guru, there's a website. You can make your own memes.
We already figured that out.
With whatever picture you want. So, there you go. All right, we're talking Super Bowl. 888-957-9570. A lot of stuff going on right now, not just the Super Bowl. That's where our focus is going to be today. But I just don't – the thing I can't understand is – and let me – shoot, of course, I blew it. But I went back and looked. You know, the Super Bowl used to be – it used to be, in general, a non-competitive game for a long time. And then recently, I'd say the last 15 years, we've had some pretty good ball games.
Yep.
But – I just do not understand, with all the blowouts we've seen in the Super Bowls over the years, and we've seen a lot of them, with all the blowouts, people are actually saying this was the worst game. I don't know about you. Give me 13-3, all tied with 10 minutes remaining, as opposed to 43-8, 34-7, 55-10, 49-26. I just don't understand how you would pass on a competitive game and favor a blowout. That's all. And the other thing I want to ask...
We're in the Madden era.
The other thing I want to ask is, how do you tell the difference between, oh, that game was horrible, and those defenses were great?
Because they're great. That's how you tell. That's how you differentiate. And people that don't know football... are ones that don't know what they were watching yesterday. Those boys on both sides of the ball were getting after it, Steiny.
Hey, by the way, let's do play of the game. Play of the game. If you tell me the play of the game from the Warriors-Lakers game on Saturday night, I'll give you $100.
Uh-oh.
Play of the game from the Lakers-Warriors game, 115-101, 888-957-9570. In the meantime, Greg in Oakland. What's up, Greg?
Hey, this is Greg. I'm a first-time caller.
Awesome.
I just want to comment on that Super Bowl. I agree with Jerry. They should have gave the MVP to Gladys Knight.
Oh, wow.
You know, the Rams had too many chances to win. They blew it. They did not adjust anything in the second half. They came out there doing that same garbage that they were doing in the first half. Another thing, that 49er fan who came up, who called earlier and said Joe Montana's not the GOAT, Brady's the GOAT, I terribly disagree with him.
Why?
Because if you're a faithful, you are faithful.
Oh,
Joe went
you.
To four. How many Super Bowls Joe went to?
Gotcha. Thanks,
and
Greg.
How many did he lose? None.
Four. Gotcha. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call. I'll take 6-3 over 4-0. And basically,
I'll take 4-0 over 6-3. Come on, Stani. You don't want to be undefeated.
Tom Brady went to he's now gone over twice as many Super Bowls as Joe Montana.
And there's been a lot. If we look at the ledger, I could give you four games he should have lost in the Super Bowl.
I can give you four games Montana could have lost.
But four.
What does it matter? What does it matter? Yeah, I'd rather be 6-3.
I'd rather not lose on the big stage.
I'd rather win more Super Bowls than anybody else who's ever played the game. Period.
But don't you do the math? Don't you subtract from
Tom
the losses?
What'd they lose, like 41-33 last year? So how's that on Brady?
They were trying to drive to tie it up. He fumbled.
Look, if you think I get it. If you're a 49er fan.
No, just a football fan.
Well, then I disagree with you. How can you say Montana's better than Brady?
He never lost in the Super Bowl.
And he didn't get there enough.
Brady's lost to the same team twice.
We've had this kind of discussion a million times.
All right.
You reward Joe Montana
for being undefeated
on years that he never got to the Super Bowl. You're rewarding him and you're penalizing Brady for when he gets to the Super Bowl, period. Let's go to Olivia in Santa Clara. Play of the game. What is up, Olivia?
Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're so bad, Guru. You are so bad.
I was saying hi to Olivia.
You are so bad.
Get this money.
You know what I'm talking about. Olivia, Lakers, yes. Warriors, Saturday night. What's the play of the game?
Of course, the deadly dunk over Kyle Kuzma by DeMarcus.
Well, let's take a listen, Olivia.
Now, here's the play of the game. Durant to the front court. Durant off the screen. Bounce pass to Boogie. Down the lane. Dunked it over Kuzma. And a foul. Count it.
There you go, Olivia. Congratulations. Stay on the line. We'll get your info and we'll get you that C note.
Thank you.
All righty. 510 says, if it was tied 28-28 with 10 minutes left, then I would call that an exciting game, but not at 3-3. Yeah, I disagree. I mean, at that point, what's the difference? You got a tie ball game coming down the stretch.
And one play can make or break it. I'll tell you what, Stein, they should have kept the dome closed because have you ever seen kicks inside do what they did yesterday? Those kicks started out right, went back left. Man, bad move by the NFL.
We really going to talk about Montana and Tom Brady? I mean, we can.
I mean, it's the elephant in the room.
We can, yeah. The elephant in the room is that Montana fans can't let it go. That's the elephant in the room.
Like if Joe and Tom had a conversation in the
Joe
car,
Montana
Joe
would
could
tell,
say, Tom, what happened in those losses?
Let me tell you. And Joe,
Tom couldn't ask Joe that.
Yeah, and Joe would say to Tom, dude, you're better than me. You were better than me, period. You are better than me.
Oh.
Again, 9 Super Bowls. Unbelievable.
That is, yeah.
Unbelievable. 9 Super Bowls. And he's 6-3. You know how damn good that is? That is incredible. To me, 6-3 is significantly, 6-3 to me is more impressive than 4-0.
Wow, man.
You've been to 9. Look, here's my argument.
You know what?
Here's
my
argument.
All right, and I'm going to give you mine.
You only got the 4 Super Bowls.
Because the NFL was better. We should be ashamed that the Patriots can make it 9 times. That's what's going on. Coaching.
Gold standard.
There it is.
Gold standard.
Coaching has got dumber.
Call it what it is.
Joe did it when it was.
The Patriots are the gold standard. Say it. They are the gold standard.
Nope.
Brady is the gold standard for quarterbacks.
Bill's
Belichick
smarter than
is
everybody.
The gold standard for coaches. The Patriots are the gold standard for teams and franchises in the NFL. They've superseded every other franchise present and in the history of football. Can we be honest for once? Take the L.
It was harder. Football was harder back then.
Joe Montana's already taken the L. Joe Montana, guarantee you, looks in the mirror and says, man, Brady's the best. Come on. Come on. What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to?
His undefeated MVP every Super Bowl.
Let's go to Owen in Napa. What's going on, Owen?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I mean, all day long, I would rather be in the championship game and lose it than not be there. I think it's a non-question there. You know, yeah. Brady all day.
Yeah.
You know, and also, just talking about the game, too. People don't like when American sports don't score. That's why you have, you know, the Warriors now, 130 points a game. You know, again, it just I love the Ravens team of old with the great defensive players and winning championships on defense. And so I think people just don't like seeing when people don't score.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Nobody said they would rather have a blowout. Blowouts get you excited. It's a letdown. So, okay, it's like a soccer match, but longer. Golf, it was bad football. Okay, even if it wasn't good football, it's still a tie game. And, well, look,
okay.
What's wrong with the two best teams playing? And you know what? Guess what? Neither of them had it yesterday.
No, they didn't have it because the damn two good defenses made the offensive not have it. This is a championship, not week one. It was the Super Bowl, the championship, Steiny.
Would you rather go 1-0 in the Super Bowl or 0-4?
1-0.
So you'd rather have Trent Dilfer than Jim Kelly? Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. What's up, Leroy? Thanks, Texter. That was a good one. Leroy dropped?
Yeah, he'll call back. He's Mount Rushmore.
We haven't made that official. We haven't made that.
He's got a letter in the invite. You know, he's coming to the ceremony.
Plumber Kevin in Cupertino. Hey, Plumber Kevin.
What's up, Guru and Steiny? Hey, Steiny. It's all hypothetical, man. You don't have to get all upset. Just
I'm not upset.
But if I would take Montana over Brady, Montana had a lot longer career. It took him 19 years for 6 Super Bowls. I think Montana was a better quarterback in the crunch. Brady's great. I'm going to take no problem. Yep. I would pick Montana.
All right. I'm not.
Like Jordan or LeBron. It's the same thing. It's Montana, in this case, is Jordan. LeBron is Brady.
No, it's not, because Jordan won 6 titles.
Well, 2 more. It's the same. But
although he's undefeated.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, that's the parallel.
Listen, you can say Joe's. You can hang on to Joe all you want. I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong.
I guess I would just say Joe never knows what it's like to lose a Super Bowl. That means something, Steiny.
Right.
Maybe
to a few more and you would have had that taste.
But wow,
he couldn't
man.
Get there. He didn't get there enough.
Wow.
He didn't get there enough. I just don't like the whole concept of holding it against somebody when they don't win a big game when they've won twice as many as they've lost.
Look at
the Patriots
division, though, throughout this run. It stinks.
So what?
What they were supposed to,
did
but
they
it
not
stinks.
Have to play playoff games to get to the Super Bowl? Let's go to John. Let's go to Junior. Junior in California. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I listen to you guys all the time. Props to what you guys do. Just
thanks.
Really quick on Montana and Brady, man. They're both the GOAT. Montana was the GOAT in his era. Brady's the GOAT in this era. You can't really compare because the conditions back then for Montana were a lot worse, man. You had the radios in the helmets. You had less protection for the quarterback. Mm. Brady has it easy right now, but I'm not saying it's hard. They both do it all, but, yeah, that's my opinion right there, man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Look, there's no doubt. I'm not talking about numbers. I mean, Brady's numbers are going to be better because it was a different era back then. But why is it easier for Brady to win a Super Bowl than Montana? Even though, okay, Montana, they hit harder.
Oh,
quarterbacks weren't protected. Okay, now all the quarterbacks are protected. Like, what's the difference? Like, I don't get it. Like, let's just say they're both the same. Well, okay, Brady's gone to 9 Super Bowls.
And he's lost a few.
What does it matter? What does it matter if the games are high scoring now as opposed to Joe when they weren't? I mean, I'm just talking about, I'm just looking at credentials. 9 Super Bowls. That's something that I don't think will ever be touched. Go ahead, you can say Montana's
better.
But
you can understand. Forget the Bay Area. In New York.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I'd rather have 4-0 than 6-3.
I would say 90% of the people now who say Montana's better than Tom Brady, who still maintain that, 90% are 49er fans. Let's be honest.
So if you had a 2-minute drive, who would you insert in there?
I don't know. I'm just saying, somebody
16.
Asked average NFL fans, not Niner fans,
gotcha.
90% would say Tom Brady.
See, we got to put that on the poll. Well, no, we can't.
No, because they're all 49er fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. Super Bowl 53, 13-3. Good, bad, or indifferent.
to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz and Guru with you on a Monday. Not officially a Monster Monday, or is it a Monster Monday? Let's go with a Monster Monday today. Let's go with Monster Monday. We're talking about, you know what we're talking about, Super Bowl, Tom Brady. I guess we got a poll. We've got a poll up.
At Steiny and Guru.
P-O-L-L, not P-O-L-E, poll up. Twitter, here you go. Right? At Steiny and Guru.
There you go.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
All right. Which resume do you think is more impressive? Joe Montana, 4-0, Super Bowl record, or Tom Brady, 6-3, Super Bowl record? Which is more impressive? My guy texted me. My guy Dan, who's... Dang. You know, he represents a lot of our... No.
Okay.
This guy Dan represents a lot of sports fans because he's very knowledgeable. But he's not a homer. He likes all sports. Makes some great points here. Niner fans are wrong. Brady has led his team to 6 game-winning drives, either in the fourth quarter or overtime, in Patriots Super Bowl wins. And in one of the losses, he threw for the most yards in Super Bowl history. And this is really intriguing. If Michael Jordan's teams would have made it past the Pistons or the Celtics earlier in his career, they would have lost to the Lakers in the finals. Would that have made Jordan's legacy worse? No. There's my guy.
Well, it still don't make Michael.
How smart are our listeners? Wow.
I could say that.
I mean, you got
when Joe gets in the Super Bowl, the games aren't close.
You got it. You got it. You got to. Oh, you got to respect that opinion.
Yeah,
I mean, that is smart.
He wasn't
bad, those are two things you never even thought of. Admit it.
The reason I didn't think, and all props to Dan, but Michael still, after that, is still undefeated.
Hey, real quick. Would you rather be 6-3? Okay, so you'd rather be 4-0 than 6-3.
Oh, yes, sir.
Would you rather be 6-3 or 3-0?
3-0.
Would you rather be 6-3?
The undefeated means something to me.
You'd rather be 1-0 than 6-3 in the Super Bowls. 1-0, you're going to take over 6-3.
I'm going to take 6-3 in that.
Okay, what about 6-3 and 2-0?
I'm going to take 6-3.
Okay, so it ends at 2-0.
Yeah.
Once you get to 3, then you're okay. All right.
And that means something. That O means something.
Right.
Because right now, at the end of the
Dilfer
day,
Trent agrees with you.
Brady only has 2 more rings than Joe,
agrees with you. Yeah, Brad Johnson agrees with you too, right? Wasn't that stiff?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. No.
You could call him that.
No, you know what? I don't like to do that.
Vinny Testaverde that. Stiff.
I don't like to do that because that does sound disrespectful, and these are pro athletes, and I'm dead serious.
So
I don't like the word choker. I don't like choker.
Then you don't like it. Comes with sports.
No.
People choke all the time.
No, they don't.
Jackie Smith
dropped the ball in the wrong time.
It was the Super Bowl to win the Super Bowl.
John and Hayward, what's up? John?
I heard his blinker.
Okay, John in San Francisco. John.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. I just
want to chime in this call, man. And this is why I'm taking Joe Montana. Did you see his Super Bowl stats? 100 rating, 115 rating,
ooh.
127 rating, 147.5 rating. Dude, he blew out 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Super Bowl in Marino and Denver. And you know, Matt, what's the difference? A coked up LT.
John. You got to cut that. Come on.
Wow.
We can't be talking about cocaine and Lawrence Taylor. By the way, my buddy responded to you.
Oh, damn.
He says, nice. Sounds like Guru has Brady in the same category as Eli Manning. About even. Let's go to Trey in Oakland. I'm trying to think if you've met my buddy Dan. Was he there that day you were in the back? We had the party? Backyard?
He may have been. There was a lot of people.
Big Michigan guy.
Oh, you remember know what him? I think? He asked him if you remember me.
Yeah. He doesn't remember
when
you,
I won
Dan.
The shooting contest. A lot of people there that day.
You went 1-1.
When was the one?
We played 2 games.
But the...
You okay. won one,
but we really
and
played
I
one.
Won one.
Yeah, but that one.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I do know what
I
you
won,
mean.
I won the TNT
I do know
game.
What you mean.
You,
oh,
won the, you won the skills competition.
Oh, get out of here. Trey in Oakland. What's up, Trey?
Hey, morning, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm not a Niner fan, but I got to go with Goo on this one because you know, when they interview the legends, they all say that have won and lost the Super Bowl. They always say that they remember the losses more than the wins, you know, 10, 15 years down the road. So Montana doesn't have to deal with that, nor does Bradshaw, by the way.
You know what?
He's 4-0.
I got to give you the props. Wrong. Listen, every player remembers the last game they played in a season. It doesn't matter if it's the Super Bowl. When Joe Montana lost playoff games, they got eliminated. Yeah. Those sting him.
He got hurt.
I guarantee you, just as much as the losses in the Super Bowl sting Brady.
But you're not. How much? Why are you not giving credit to being LeVar Ball undefeated? That means something. And
of course
two of
it
the
does.
GOATs in sports have that on their ledger. That's Michael Jordan and Joe Montana. And at the end of the day, you are right, Stoney, but damn it, the mockery of the AFC East, that made it, I mean, taken away, I guess I am. Come on, he was already winning division before the season started. His path to get there was a lot easier. So I'm using some of that in this, you know, in me leaning towards Joe. But two of the greatest are undefeated on the biggest stage.
I'm undefeated, never lost.
That means something. Yeah, I miss that guy.
Montana had the GOAT receiver. Brady's thrown to no one over the years.
Edelman's on his way to the Hall of Fame. That went on Twitter yesterday. Edelman is on his way to the Hall of Fame.
What Hall of Fame? Where'd he go to college? Where'd Edelman go to college, you know?
You don't think he's on his way to
the Hall? Where'd Edelman go to college? Illinois? I'm making stuff up.
No, but
I bet he's in his college Hall of Fame. I'm sure
he went to the prom with Jerry Rice's daughter back in the day because he went to high school in the Bay.
I remember thinking
they had a picture of him. I'm like, who would have known?
What about this? Okay, Brady's 6-3 in the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Montana's 4-0 in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Okay, Brady's 26-9 in the postseason, and Montana's 11-5.
But you don't get rings for that. You get rings for that game.
Again, you're rewarding Joe Montana, you're rewarding him for not getting to the Super Bowl. Let's get to Danny in Redwood City. Hi, Danny.
Danny and Guru, how you doing?
Hey, hey.
You guys are my favorite show. I listen to many talk shows. You're my favorite one.
Thank you very much, and I'm dead serious, man.
Me too.
And I'm calling in Joe's behalf because I just wanted to say that it's not just about rings. I mean, that's the biggest reason they play the game, but it's also about stacking, you know, crunching all the numbers. Like, if that were the case, then Bill Russell would be number one, not Jordan. And you're going to say he played in a weaker era, but then you could say Brady played in a weaker era.
Yeah. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And you're going to laugh, but what if I said,
hey, can you find out Montana's postseason record and Brady's postseason record? Thank you.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to tell the listeners what it is.
No, but you got a concept in your mind. I see it like.
What? I think it's important. I don't know. I'm interested to see.
Give me this, Donnie. What if I said they're both great? We know it. That the kryptonite for Tom Brady is rush up the middle. And the New York Giants beat him twice with Strahan and the rest of the gang coming up the middle. Joe doesn't have any kryptonite. And that's why when he was on the stage, he went 4-0 and had his best game. Give me that. There's kryptonite for Brady. We saw it last year. Philly beat him.
He threw for more yards than any quarterback in the history of Super Bowls.
And he fumbled on the game-winning drive.
All right. I got you. Yeah, 500 plus
yards.
Don't
let facts get in the way.
He stunk. He stunk
last
year.
Who's going to win this poll on at Steiny and Guru? Well, you're saying me because we're in the Bay.
I mean, I'm looking at the calls. Joe. I mean, I'll take the heat, but you guys deep down.
No, it ain't heat.
Nah, you guys deep, even 49er fans deep down know. They know.
All right, give me this, Steiny. And I love Brady. Did he look a tad bit older yesterday?
Yes, he didn't play great yesterday.
Okay. No, it ain't about just playing great. He looked.
Tom Brady in the postseason, 30-10. Montana, 16-7. So that's a better winning percentage for Tom Brady in the postseason.
All right.
So he's got better numbers in the postseason in terms of wins and losses, and he's got more Super Bowls. I'm trying to find somebody who agrees with me. Evan in St. Helena. What's going on, Evan?
Guys. Hello?
Give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, you're on.
Hey, first-time caller. Super happy to be on the line. Hey, first of all, I just want to ask one thing. What is up with no one talking about Montana playing with a bunch of all-stars when he was winning all his championships?
Somebody's brought up the receivers, and then a Niner fan said, wait a minute. Rice, Taylor, Roger Craig.
How much do you weigh that?
Brent Jones, Steve Young. I know we're just talking about Montana. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to appreciate it. And somebody said, well, Steinmetz, Brady had Randy Moss.
1 year.
Somebody else really good, he said. I can't remember.
Dude, I know how good
Gronkowski, Edelman, and Welker.
I'm just taking 4-0.
Moss, Gronkowski, Edelman, Welker. Okay.
I'm taking 4-0 over 6-3.
Somebody said, Steiny Guru, if your family's life depended on it, one drive to win the game.
I brought this up earlier. Come on. When I said 2 minutes, the game's on the line, who would you want quarterbacking? Forget that thought.
You know what?
Honestly,
who do I want quarterbacking? Go ahead and take the first guy. I don't care. I'll take the other one. That's the way I really feel.
Is Jim Kelly in there? Because he went 5 times and didn't win.
I don't think 5. I think 4.
Where's Wes at? He got that one.
Let's go to...
Wesley Wes.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Oh, wait a minute, Bob. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM. And HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Bob in San Francisco, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? Love the show, guys. I think that what's that saying? When you copy somebody, it's the biggest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Well, I think
imitation is the
number. Yeah. Right, okay, that's the one. Yep. Okay, so Montana was Brady's idol growing up, so that's some emulation right there. And then Kraft. The owner of the Patriots actually went to the 49er organization when Eddie D was still running it and basically found out all the ins and outs on how to run a successful organization. The only difference to me is that where Belichick comes from, what's his name? The New York coaches,
Parcells?
Parcells, School of Coaching, basically, instead of Bill Walsh's. So that's kind of the difference there. So, yes, Belichick is a great coach for sure. But the organization copied itself after the 49ers organization, if you really look at the history of it. And that's, you know.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I got to address something from the 510. I wonder, what show do you think this gentleman's listening to? And you know what? I know it's a guy because a woman wouldn't be dumb enough to tweet this.
I'll be able to tell you.
Steinmetz, quit being a hater. Tom Brady has been to the Super Bowl 9 times. How many times has your team been to the Super Bowl?
You don't have a team.
Is getting us mixed up? Who's hating on Tom? So I'm hating on Tom Brady now?
You've been defending him all morning.
Oh, gosh. That's my point. I mean.
To save the family, my phone's blowing up. They're easily saying show Montana.
Okay. I disagree. Here's where I look at it. If you want to say if you want to take Montana over Brady, that's fine. But you can't say Brady, when somebody says Brady's better, you can't say they're wrong either.
No, that I told you.
Can't say they're wrong. And I think really objectively.
Those giant losses hurt Brady's legacy.
Come on, objectively, non-49er fans would take Brady, would say Brady's the greatest. Non-49er fans.
Oh, funny. Joe was a bad man, undefeated. Never lost.
Yes, he did. He lost seven times. 16-7 in the playoffs.
In the big dance, in the big game.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were blowouts.
Only was able to get there 4 times. He only broke through to the Super Bowl 4 times.
Oh, the rules. That you could do whatever you
want. What do you mean? The rules have nothing to do with it.
That, you know what
the
I
rules,
mean.
So what?
Football.
So they had bounties
then.
On every player. They just had bounties on Joe Montana?
No, just on.
Okay, on everybody.
So
everybody still has a level playing field. It was just tougher back then, right?
No,
so that doesn't mean it's easier.
That's all.
It wasn't easier for Joe Montana to win.
They called him Joe Cool.
That's crazy. I don't get that one. Why is it easier for Joe Montana to win than Brady? just because they had bounties back then. What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm saying the rules, the things you could get away with.
Right.
Joe Montana out the game, which happened. Leonard Marr. I mean, all the stuff you could do.
What does that have to do with? They're still, everybody was playing by those rules.
Offense is easier now, though. Stoney and I.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.